page 1 of the New Testament. Page 1. The Holy Gospel is written in the first chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, beginning at the 18th verse. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but he had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the Gospel of Christ. We praise you, Lord, for the wonder of these Christmas stories. We praise you for the reverence and reticence with which they are written. We praise you for the marvel of which they speak, for the goodness and grace of God, the love that drew salvation's plan, the grace that brought it down to man. Lord, at this Christmas season, write these portions of your word upon our hearts. Teach us to love your holy word and view our Savior there. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, I wonder, have you met any angels lately? I've told you before, you wouldn't know if you had, because it's only on Christmas cards that angels have wings. If you read your Bible with open eye, you'll discover that every time an angel appeared, the angel had a totally human form. I go back to the Old Testament, to Judges chapter 13, a man named Manoah and his wife. And the wife came hurrying along and said, "A man spoke to me." And it turns out to be the angel of the Lord. So you wouldn't know. Dear knows how many times angels have looked after you and me. I can think of one particular occasion when I'm sure that the Lord sent his angels to look after me. But there must be many, many others. You wouldn't know. But I can tell you one thing, and that is If you did meet an angel, I know what the angel would say. This is the real Christmas message. Remember, angels only go where they're sent and say what they're told. They have no independence of action. They go when they're sent and say what they're told. So what an angel says, God says. Right then, the angel of the Lord came to Joseph and said, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." Before that, the angel Gabriel had come to Mary. You know these stories as well as I do, but let me remind you of them. The angel Gabriel came to Mary. And what did the angel say? "Do not be afraid, Mary." And after Jesus was born, the angel came to the shepherds as they watched their flocks by night, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, do not be afraid." And there was that old man, Zechariah. He said, "I am an old man and my wife is well on in years." Zechariah. And he was in the temple of the Lord ministering in his priestly duty. And there at the right hand of the incense altar, there was the angel. And Zechariah was afraid. And the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah." Now, you see what that's the Christmas message. It must be. It comes four times over. It comes from the mouth of the angel. It is what God wants to say. The angel was sent to say, "Do not be afraid." So if anything is the Christmas message, that's it. Do not be afraid. Start with Zechariah. He was an Old Testament priest. And everything was organized. He belonged to a certain group of priests who acted as a team ministry. And they came to the temple when they were called to the temple in the ordinary course of their duty. And then the particular duties of the priests were distributed in a chance way. They drew lots. It's a marvelous illustration of the fact that the Lord God rules over everything. He rules over things that happen in the regular order of things. He rules over things that happen by chance. He rules over all things. And the old man Zechariah, he drew the lot to refurbish the incense altar in the temple. Dear old man, maybe he'd never been in the temple before, because nobody was allowed to go in of their own free will. They only went in to do the duties. I wonder, had he said to Elizabeth, his wife, I wonder, would the Lord allow the lot to fall on me? I'd love to go into the temple just this once." Maybe. And he was afraid when he saw the angel. Well, you would be, wouldn't you? "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth is going to have a son." Here's an old man towards the end of his life, and he's so nervous that he and his wife will die without their heart's desire being fulfilled. Don't worry. Your heart's desire is going to be fulfilled. Now, there's a Christmas message. We all have little gaps in our life like that. The I wishes. I wish things had turned out this way. I wish they hadn't turned out that way. I wish. Don't be afraid. And of course we can say, maybe not here, but certainly there. Don't be afraid. Your wishes will come true. Your life will be fulfilled. Next along the line, there was Mary. Mary planning her wedding. One of my colleagues in Bristol had for a time been a teacher in a primary school, and she used to tell the story of how she was telling children the incident of the Annunciation, how the angel came to Mary, and she painted the picture with such care and, as she thought, such skill of this lovely girl in the middle of the afternoon sitting in her room sewing her wedding dress. And there was a knock at the door. And children, when she opened the door, what do you think was there? Yes, what do you think was there? Miss, was it a hippopotamus? You can never tell, can you, if you ask children questions. But Mary couldn't have been more surprised if it was a hippopotamus. There was somebody standing there who said to her, "Oh, Mary, you are the recipient of such grace from God." That's what highly favored means. You are the recipient of such grace from God. You're going to have a baby. Now, can you imagine anything more unexpected, more unwelcome to a girl planning her wedding? You're going to become pregnant and have a baby. How can it be? I'm not married. No, this is different. The Holy One is going to come to you, and the baby born to you will be called Holy, the Son of God. Don't be afraid, Mary. What a word to Mary. Don't be afraid. She has everything to fear. Her hopes are dashed. Disappointment has taken over. Everything has fallen apart. Don't be afraid. The Lord is in charge. And then there was Joseph. And Joseph couldn't believe when he heard that Mary was pregnant. And he certainly didn't believe that the baby was of the Holy Ghost. Well, would you? Would anybody? I often think, maybe I shouldn't think this way, but I often think, suppose it happened in Coronation Street. And here's Mary telling Vera Duckworth, "I'm pregnant by the Holy Ghost." Can you imagine the reaction? She had the most impossible explanation. It happened to be true, but nobody would believe it. And Joseph didn't believe it. And we find him planning to terminate the engagement in the quietest possible way. The angel says to Joseph, a righteous man, he hasn't done this. He's not in the wrong. He's not the baby's father. But he couldn't believe of the Holy Ghost. What a sadness for him to bear. His beloved Mary, playing loose with somebody else. And his whole life is falling apart around him, and he doesn't know how to deal with the situation. It's beyond dealing with. Get out of it as quick as you can. Don't be afraid, Joseph. It's all right. And what a marvelous man Joseph was. It's amazing to me that as Christians, the whole Christian church makes so much about Mary and forgets Joseph. Joseph laid his reputation on the line. When he went on with the engagement, when he accepted Mary as his wife, and when he did what the angel commanded, she will bear a son, you will call his name Jesus. He knew what everybody would say. Oh, the Holy Ghost. Right, now we know who the Holy Ghost was. Joseph laying his reputation on the line, laying his good name on the line. Don't be afraid. When the Lord calls us to walk the hard path, maybe even the sacrificial part, maybe even the part where we are made of no reputation, don't be afraid. The whole of our lives are in the hand of God. Don't be afraid. And then there were the shepherds. There were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. The angel, the shepherds really are made to feel the greatest fear of all. The fear of dying and going to heaven and standing before the glory of God. And they were rightly afraid. It's one of the tragedies, in my view, of the present day that people have lost the fear of dying. No sense of the glory of God and the holiness of God and the requirements of God, as though we were worthy to stand in his presence. And the shepherds knew that. They were sore afraid, as the old Bible says. And the angel said to them, the shepherds who were sore afraid of the glory of God, the shepherds said to them, do not be afraid. And why? Because the Savior has been born. That's why the Savior has been born. And if the angel had spelt that one out for them, there's a baby in the manger, and that baby is going to grow up and die on a cross and bear your sins in his own body on the tree and make things right with God for you, so that you need not be afraid. That's the Christmas tree, the cross on which Jesus died. And the Christmas story is, don't be afraid.